News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
That the government must investigate if price gouging is taking place at public electric vehicle charging points. That's according to Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrats TD for Wicklow and spokesperson for Environment and Energy. Jennifer, what is it that you are seeing and what are your constituents saying to you that has you worried about the price at the chargers?
Good morning, Anton. So, yeah, look, there was a report yesterday that Ionity are increasing their prices to 85 cents per kilowatt hour. And that will be 30% roughly more than what the ESB are charging for an equivalent service at an EV charging point. And I suppose I'm just getting concerned that there doesn't seem to be any sort of regulation of the prices that people are having to pay across the country at these charging stations, because we're sort of seeing this creep upwards of the prices. And the reality is that there are many, many people who rely on those charging points to charge their EVs. And as a state, we want people to buy EVs. But if it's getting to the point now where EVs can theoretically cost as much as a diesel or a petrol car
to run, Jennifer, is that taking away... Do people rely on those in city charging points, or is the idea not that they charge at home and it's only really in emergencies or if you're stuck that you use those ones?
So this is probably my primary concern with all this, is that we need everybody to be able to move to EVs and that everyone have to set the same opportunity to move to an EV car, because, you know, petrol and diesel prices are just skyrocketing. But if you live in a terrace house, if you live in a very urban area, if you don't have a driveway, if you rent, if you live in an apartment, you're really getting locked out of the EV market. And it is only people who have driveways or maybe charging points at work that are able to access the cheap rates. So, you know, if you're charging at home, if you're in a really lucky position, you'll have solar panels and, you know, you'll essentially be filling up your car for free. Or you can access the night rate, and you're talking about maybe, I don't know, 17, 20 cent to charge on the night rate. If you don't have that option and now you're being forced to pay, you know, 70, 85 cent to charge at these stations, I think you will think twice before doing it. And that is my fear. We can't have a two-tier system.
Is there a worse problem coming down the line to some extent, Jennifer, in that there is now, what, 3 to 3.5 billion euro that gets scooped up through excise duty and all of the fees that the government and taxes and VAT that they put on fuels? At a certain point, that's going to have to transfer onto the electricity grid in some way to cover that lost revenue that comes in through petrol and diesel. Once that happens, any of the price advantage on EV goes out the window, doesn't it?
Yeah, so look, I think that's something that the government is going to have to consider, because obviously, you know, if people are have solar panels, or as you say, if the EVs, it's cutting away from the levies that are available to run the grid, essentially. And I think that is certainly something that we're going to have to look at. But probably the biggest financial risk to us at the moment is the potential 28 billion euro in fines that Europe could hand down if we don't meet our 2030 targets, which we are not going to meet our 2030 targets. And one of the key things of meeting our targets was a government commitment to have 1 million EV cars on the road by 2030. Now, we are very far away from that. We are seeing progress, and we've seen a lot more people, particularly since what's happened in Iran and the increase in prices as a result of that. We've seen more people move to EVs, and we know that more people are looking at EVs. But the biggest barrier to people purchasing an EV, aside from the financial aspect of it, but is actually range anxiety and the infrastructure capacity. And if you look at countries who've managed this really well, such as Norway, what they did was they rolled out a fantastic electric vehicle charging infrastructure across the country. I think there's something like 27,000 public chargers in Norway and thousands of fast chargers. This government didn't do that. They sort of hoped that people would actually buy it and charge it at home. We need to have a really good EV charging infrastructure across the country, and it needs to be affordable.
Let me put that out to text and see if people who are EV driving are having that experience and noticing the cost increasing. If you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or you can WhatsApp us 087 1400 106. Jennifer, thank you very much for your time this morning. Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrats TD for Wicklow and spokesperson for Environment and Energy.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.